heart, new spirit. Your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary, connecting you to the heart and spirit of St. Francis de Sales Seminary in southeastern Wisconsin. Here's your host, Father Don Hying.
Good morning. Welcome to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. This is Father Don Hying, rector of the seminary and host of this program, where we share with you stories of the people and events taking place at your seminary, St. Francis de Sales. This half-hour show airs the first Saturday of every month from 11 a.m. to 11:30. As most of you may know, our seminary is located in St. Francis, just south of the city of Milwaukee, right on Lake Michigan. We have a rich tradition of forming priests for over 160 years. And currently we're on a roll. As you know, last year we ordained 6 new priests for the Archdiocese. Coming up this April, we'll be ordaining 4 new transitional deacons, and then 5 priests this year as well. 5 more next year. God willing, 8 or 9 in 2012. Our momentum is due to your prayer, your support, and the generosity of young men that are coming forward to say yes to God's call to become a priest of Jesus Christ and to give their lives for the church. We're already a few weeks into the season of Lent. I always think Lent is going to be really long, but it's amazing how quickly it goes. And this season of Lent, as always, is a great time to think about penance and to think about reconciliation and to think about how our life needs to drop the sin in it and to expand the grace that's in it, to come to Jesus in a new way and to experience his forgiveness and the radical call to conversion. Obviously, the sacrament of reconciliation plays a big part in that movement of our lives towards the Paschal mystery, towards Jesus' death and resurrection. This year in Milwaukee, there's been a tremendous initiative called the Season of Mercy, lasting this entire season of Lent, to bring every Catholic back to an actual participation in the sacrament of reconciliation, to go to confession. If you've gone to confession anytime in the last 10, 15 years, you know there's not a whole lot of people going. For most Catholics, if they go once a year, that's a lot. Many don't go at all. Many say, I don't need to go to confession. You know, reconciliation is just between me and God. For us as Catholics, we've always been convicted that Jesus' forgiveness is mediated through the mystery of the church and through the sacraments, beginning with baptism, continuing in the Eucharist, but certainly reaching a fullness of experience of God's forgiveness for us in the sacrament of reconciliation. We heard that invitation on Ash Wednesday to turn away from sin and to be faithful to the gospel. Reconciliation itself is an invitation to know God's deep, forgiving, healing love for us, and to reflect upon our need to come to that mercy once again. On today's show, I'd like to talk about the season of mercy as it relates to all of us as Catholics, and specifically how it relates to priests and seminarians preparing to become priests. I'll discuss those thoughts in the second part of this program. But first, I'd like to welcome Dick Bolden to our program this morning. Dick joins me today to discuss the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate, a ministry in the Archdiocese that promotes the power and the prayer of the Rosary. The Apostolate invites us to gaze on the face of Jesus with Mary. It's a group that is dear to many in the Archdiocese, including myself. I serve as one of the spiritual advisors for the group and have helped with the Season of Mercy project. Dick, welcome to our show this morning.
Thank you very much, Father. It's good to be with you. It's always a joy.
We're excited to have you here today. And if you just share with us for a few moments how and when the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate formed, what was the thought behind it, what inspired you to do it?
Well, the Apostolate was formed in January 31st of 2003, but we kind of go back where a few years before that, my wife and I, Terry and I, were always evangelizing to some extent, but we felt this inner calling, this inner yearning that would wake us up in the middle of the night thinking, well, God wants us to do something more. God wants us to do something to evangelize and bring souls to the heart of Christ. Not knowing what this was, you know, we prayed on this for several years. And then around the year 2000, And I don't pay much attention to dreams. I had a very vivid dream one evening when Terry and I were at some sort of a evangelization event with an archbishop. Never recognized him, did not know who he was, and just let it go like I do normally when I have dreams. A couple of years later, Archbishop Dolan came to Milwaukee. We met him a couple of times at some of the welcome events that they had, the picnic at the seminary and so forth. And we continued having these strong impulses to begin some kind of an apostolate, some kind of a rosary apostolate. Went to Mass one day on the Feast of St. Francis Cabrini, and the priest gave a homily based on the teachings and the counsels of St. Francis Cabrini. And one of the counsels is really stuck in my mind to this very day, where St. Francis Cabrini says, don't be afraid to start a new prayer apostolate. Don't be afraid to travel to evangelize for souls. So, wow. And then 2 days later, I'm watching EWTN, just kind of flipped through, and there all of a sudden on the screen came EWTN, and Father John Carapi, in his deep, passionate voice, puts his hand out to the screen and says, don't be afraid to evangelize. Get out there and start now. Well, Terry and I said, well, we got to do something. We got to approach Archbishop Dolan. So we talked to a very good friend of ours, Sister Maria Immaculata. She's the superior of the Carmelite Sisters of the Divine Heart of Jesus in Milwaukee. She introduced us to the Archbishop at a special celebration she was having, at which the Archbishop was the celebrant and homilist, and asking him if we could have a meeting with him to talk about a new rosary evangelization apostle of some sort. He said, oh, by all means, let's do that. Well, a couple of months went by. We finally got a meeting on January 31st, 2003. And I looked on the calendar. Well, this is an interesting date. We're always looking at what feast day it is. It's the feast of St. John Bosco. And immediately we thought of the dream, that famous dream he had when that the two pillars of the Holy Fathers in a ship gathering the church to the pillars. One is Mary, and the other one is the Holy Eucharist. So we met with the Archbishop on January 31st, like I said, and we thought we were going to have like a short meeting because we were told, well, he's got a lot of things going on and a lot of things coming up on that morning. Meeting for about 20 minutes. Well, we met with him for about 45 minutes, talked to him about this new apostolate idea. Didn't tell him about the dream because it never even came back to my mind at that time. And he said, oh, by all means, let's start this new apostolate. Would you be our Episcopal advisor, Archbishop? And he says, yes. Well, we almost fell off our chairs. Well, do you want to think about this a little further, Archbishop? He says, no, let's start now. What are we going to do? Let's start doing something. Let's kick this off in another month or so from now.
Everything starts with a vision, a dream, and inspiration, and this is no different. Specifically, what has the evangelization apostolate done since it started, Dick? I know you've promoted the rosary, promoted Eucharistic adoration all over the diocese. Can you explain just some of the events, some of the activities that have occurred?
I'd be glad to, Father. Well, our motto is gazing on the face of Jesus with Mary. So we are, through the power of the rosary, drawing through the intercession of Mary to the face of Jesus, where he's found, in the Holy Eucharist and in the Sacrament of Mercy and the Sacrament of Reconciliation. So for the last 7 years plus, we've been organizing special prayer services, events, giving presentations, talks in parishes, to schools, young adult groups, and so forth, throughout the Archdiocese, throughout Wisconsin, and sometimes drawn out to other areas of the country. Since then, we have formed four branches to achieve this, and one of them is Wire Ministries, which evangelizes to mainly teenagers. We have a Families in His Presence program, which is the family adoration program of the apostolate, and which is organized and sponsoring a fantastic event coming up on May 13th, and I ask our listeners to come to our website sometime. We're going to be having the premiere showing of the new Fatima movie, The 13th Day. We also have the Traveling Monstrance program, which features the last monstrance blessed by John Paul II for adoration for all vocations. So this is a program devoted to the seminary. This is very close to the heart of all of us here. Before Archbishop Dolan left for New York, on February 1st, he approved a brand new branch called the Sacrament of Mercy Branch, which focuses strictly on the rediscovery of the sacrament of reconciliation, of which you, Father Don, are our spiritual advisor. And we also have Father James Kubicki, who is the National Director of the Apostolate of Prayer, who is our spiritual advisor for the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate.
Let's focus a little bit, Dick, on the actual Season of Mercy. What's its purpose? What are its components? It's going on as we speak all over the Archdiocese during this Lenten season. So it's imperative that we try to promote that as much as we can.
Absolutely, Father. This is so definitely important. On March of 2007, Father Kubicki and I met with Archbishop Dolan and tossed this idea about doing some kind of special initiative in response to the constant pleas of John Paul II and now our beloved Pope Benedict XVI, because they've been calling us to rediscover this sort of, like you said at the beginning of the program today, a lost sacrament, to come back to the sacrament of mercy, where we personally encounter Christ and the whole Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So what developed was what we are calling a Season of Mercy, which is taking place throughout the Archdiocese of Milwaukee during this Lent of 2010. This has been organized for almost 3 years. There are special catechetical materials that have been developed, which are available to throughout the Archdiocese. There are special events such as district reconciliation services, which are being presided over by Archbishop Listecki. And there is going to be a wonderful conference on sacramental reconciliation on April 10th with Scott Hahn and Matthew Kelly, which everybody is encouraged to register for. It's filling up very fast. August of last year, we sent a letter to the Holy Father about the ministry of the Rosary Apostle, and with special mention of our working to promote a rediscovery of sacrament reconciliation. Bishop Callahan, who was our Episcopal advisor in the interim after Archbishop Dolan left Milwaukee, wrote a cover letter to the Holy Father. And we're thinking, well, you know, with the Holy Father being so busy, would we ever receive a reply? We weren't really looking for a reply, but what I'd like to read right now is just a couple of sentences from the Holy Father, which we received in October of 2009. The Holy Father was pleased to receive your letter presenting the Sacrament of Mercy program promoted by the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee and aimed at a renewed appreciation of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. To you, to all associated with this initiative, and to all the faithful of the Archdiocese, the Holy Father cordially imparts his apostolic blessing as a pledge of joy and peace in the Lord. And that letter was sent to us through the Secretariat of State.
The effort you've put into this, Dick, is amazing, and we pray that it will be fruitful. Thank you so much, Dick. Thanks for joining us today, and we ask our listeners to pray for the success of this tremendous effort going on all over the Archdiocese. Thank you.
God bless you, Father. Thanks for having us.
Hi, Ryan Pruce here to invite you to join us on pilgrimage to World Youth Day in Madrid, Spain. Are you looking for a life-changing experience of God's love for you? A pilgrimage is a great way to strengthen your relationship with God and to get to know other Catholics from around the world. Consider joining us and other young adults on our fabulous 12-day pilgrimage around France and Spain. For more information on how you can be a part of this great pilgrimage, visit us online at relevantradiomilwaukee.com, keyword Madrid. That's relevantradiomilwaukee.com, keyword Madrid. Or email us at Milwaukee2Madrid@yahoo.com.
Relevant Radio salutes the parishioners of St. Jerome's in Oconomowoc. Thanks for your support and for listening to Relevant Radio, 100.1 FM.
The Rosary Evangelization Apostolate and the Archdiocese of Milwaukee invite you to Lord Have Mercy, the Healing Power of Confession, a Season of Mercy conference with Dr. Scott Hahn and Matthew Kelly, Saturday, April 10th at St. Jerome Church in Oconomowoc. Start the day at 8 with Holy Mass celebrated by Archbishop Jerome Listecki. Enjoy inspiring talks from author, theologian, and speaker Dr. Scott Hahn and author-speaker Matthew Kelly. Opportunities will be available for you to receive the Sacrament of Reconciliation as you experience the healing power of confession. Confession, Saturday, April 10th at St. Jerome Church in Oconomowoc. For pricing information and to register, call 414-570-4389 or log on to RelevantRadioMilwaukee.com, keyword mercy.
Brought to you by the Rosary Evangelization Apostolate, the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and Relevant Radio 100.1 FM. Tickets are going fast, so reserve your seat now. Call 414-570-4389 or online at RelevantRadioMilwaukee.com, keyword mercy.
Connecting you to the heart and spirit of St. Francis de Sales Seminary. This is New Heart, New Spirit on Relevant Radio. Once again, Father Don Hying.
Welcome back to New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. This is Father Don Hying, the rector of the seminary. Focus of today's show is the Sacrament of Reconciliation. We're in the middle of Lent, and Lent is always a great time for us to think about the sin in our life, how to turn away from it, and how to once again embrace that merciful love that comes to us in Jesus and to become the saint that God has called us to be. We're blessed to have Dick Bolden on the show this morning. In the first segment, he told us about this exciting initiative called the Season of Mercy. Archbishop Listecki is celebrating reconciliation services in every district of the Archdiocese, tirelessly preaching about the need for all Catholics to come back to this sacrament. And each one of us, too, can be an apostle of the sacraments to encourage our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our families to come to Mass and to go to confession. And obviously, the best way we can do that is to model it ourselves. So this season of Lent is a great time for us to utilize the fullness of the sacraments and there to discover the depths of God's love for us poured out in the Paschal mystery of Jesus, his death and resurrection. I love saying to people, when we sin, we're suffering temporary amnesia. Because when we sin, we have temporarily forgotten who we are, that we're beloved sons and daughters of the Father, redeemed by Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit. And so perhaps it isn't so much that we overestimate ourselves, it's that we underestimate ourselves. We forget our greatness. We forget that God loves us infinitely, how precious we must be to him, for him not to spare his own son, but to hand over Jesus for the sake of the salvation of the likes of us. So I love to say to people, ponder your greatness. Also ponder your littleness. If we forget our greatness, we can fall into despair. If we forget our littleness, we can fall into pride. But hold those two together, and we discover there the fire and the power and the promise of the gospel and God's salvation at work within us. Ponder for a minute the difference in the gesture between Adam and Eve grasping for the fruit, the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden, versus Jesus' hands nailed to the cross. What a contrast there is between grasping and being open, between taking and between giving, between receiving the mercy of God and finding there our deepest identity as beloved children of the Father, in contrast to making ourselves up, to trying to fill the hole in our soul with pleasure or things or promiscuity or the other things that so often people are tempted to fall into as a way of finding a remedy for their loneliness, anxiety, and sense of meaninglessness and purposelessness. And so we come to the sacraments because it's only in the sacraments that we find there the fullness of life, and Jesus fully alive within us and acting within us, reaching out to us and calling us to a new way of being. Something I'm focusing on with the deacons, those who will be ordained priests this May, are the practicalities of how to celebrate the sacraments, how to celebrate confession, how to do an anointing of the sick, how to do marriage preparation. Their theological classes cover the theology of the sacraments and some of the broader principles, but just the nitty-gritty practical things that perhaps only another parish priest can teach them. So recently I spent 2 1.5-hour sessions talking about the sacrament of confession, talking about the sacredness of the seal of confession and what that means, that a priest can never reveal under the pain of excommunication what is told him in that sacrament, how to respond to various perplexities and sins that people will present, what are appropriate penances, how important it is to be an instrument of God's mercy rather than judgment in the sacrament, that when someone comes to us in the sacrament, we are sitting in persona Christi, and we're called to be the physical sacramental presence of the mercy of Jesus for that person. How effective ministry in the confessional can be when it's linked to vital preaching from the pulpit. That in the confessional, we can help form, shape, and inspire lives in a very particular personal way that people can bring their sins and there find a remedy for their sin, not only in absolution, but in the words of advice and encouragement that a priest can give. And so I impress upon our seminarians the importance of being generous in their time in the confessional. So put our priests to work this Lenten season. Go to the sacrament of penance and discover there the power of God's life. It's helpful before you go to do an examination of conscience. And when I go to confession myself, I always ask myself, what have I done or not done that's kept my relationships with God, with others, and with my truest self from growing and becoming what they should be? It's often tempting to focus on our sins of commission, the things that we've done wrong. Sometimes it's easy to forget our sins of omission. What are the good things we could have done that we didn't? And perhaps for many of us, those are the greatest sins. Perhaps the things we're doing wrong are not that significant. But what about the great things that God is calling us to do that perhaps we have not yet responded to or embraced? So to look at an examination of conscience in light of relationships, and then to go to the sacrament and lay all that before the priest, listen to his suggestion for a penance, pray our act of contrition, say, I'm truly sorry, Lord, for what I've done. Help me to turn from that sin. Help me to find your mercy. Help me to rediscover my purpose. And then to hear those healing words of absolution, that the priest absolves us in the name of Christ. There's no other place I can go where someone can speak those words to me with all of the authority, weight of the church behind them, and to leave feeling free. So going to confession is kind of like going to the dentist. You go in with a lot of dread and fear, perhaps, but you leave feeling so much better because the pain has been fixed and the healing has been offered. And so please know that at our St. Francis de Sales Seminary, we're preparing our men well for celebrating the sacrament of confession. And again, in this season of mercy, everyone is welcome, invited, encouraged to bring as many people as you can to the sacrament. As Dick mentioned earlier in this program, many events are being offered throughout the Archdiocese this Lent. For a full list, visit the website for the John Paul II Center for Lifelong Faith and Ministry Formation. And that's www.johnpaul2center.org. You can also turn to the Rosary Evangelization website, and that's www.rosaryea.org for full information. Just want to clue you into some upcoming events. Sunday, March 21st, from 1 to 4 p.m., our vocations office is having an open house at the seminary and a vocation fest with focus on vocations to the priesthood, religious life, lay ministry, and the permanent diaconate. Everyone is welcome. In a special way, we're encouraging Hispanics to come as well. The afternoon includes presentations on all of those vocations, tours of the seminary and the mother house next door of the Lake Drive Franciscans, activities for children, and an opportunity simply to talk with those who are engaged in those vital vocations in our diocese. If you've not yet done so, please go see the Dead Sea Scrolls and Bible exhibit running for a limited engagement at the Milwaukee Public Museum. The exhibit features two Bibles from our own Salzman Library Rare Book Collection, and it's an amazing exhibit. Everyone is welcome to our transitional diaconate ordination, which will be April 24th, a Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Matthias Parish in Milwaukee. Archbishop Listecki is presiding. And looking ahead, we have 4 ordinations to the priesthood in May and 1 in July. So please pray for all of these candidates as they prepare to enter into holy orders and give their lives to the service of the church. Mark your calendars as well for our golf outing. It will be our 4th annual golf outing to raise money for the seminary and scholarships for our students. It's July 26th. It's a Monday. It's at Triple I Country Club on the north side of Milwaukee. Please contact us at the seminary for more information. As I've said before in other programs, we would love to get feedback from you. Questions, topics, perplexities, things that you would like to hear discussed on our program, things that you would like specific answers to. Don't hesitate to ever call the seminary. The general switchboard number is 414-747-6400, or go to our website, www.sfs.edu. And there you'll find not only the previous programs of this show, but also an opportunity to discuss with us your questions, your concerns, and possible topics for this show. Thank you for listening to New Heart, New Spirit, the radio program for St. Francis de Sales Seminary. Please keep in touch, and please continue to pray for vocations to the priesthood, religious life, to holy marriage, to diaconate, to lay ministry, to consecrated life. Each one of us has a vital role to play in the church. And I see a tremendous vitality, a great enthusiasm, a new spirit arising in our archdiocese as we respond to the call of Christ. Have a great rest of the season of Lent, and may we enter into the celebration of Jesus' saving death and glorious resurrection with a new heart and a new spirit. God bless all of you.
To contact Father Hying, send an email, newheartnewspirit@sfs.edu, or call 414-747-6400. And be sure to join us next time on New Heart, New Spirit, your connection to life at St. Francis de Sales Seminary. New Heart, New Spirit on Relevant Radio, connecting you to the heart and spirit of St. Francis de Sales Seminary in southeastern Wisconsin.